Good evening. This is my voice for this. It is Sunday, February 13th. Tonight, we have a special guest lecturer named Darth Vader. And between this and a whisper is how the shiur will be going down. Lichvod, tonight's voice, there is water and Ricola. Help yourselves. We are on Yud Beis Amud Beis. And we're just at the first wide lines. And we just got over Vashti. And that, did we do Bar Gavriel? No, we didn't do it yet. Okay. Zachar Svashti Veis Asher Nigzar Aleha. Everyone's got it? Zachar Svashti Veis Asher Asasa. That's what we're up to. Here we go. Okay. The horrible Rashanta that she did, we said that she was, she would bring Benos Yisrael, Mafshita, and Arumos. Ari, you want to come down here?
Yeah.
Benos Yisrael, Mafshita, and Arumos on Shabbos, and she would work them. So therefore, Mida Keneged Mida, she was requested to come naked in front of the king on Shabbos. Beyom Hashvi, Katov Lev HaMelech Bayayin. Okay. Vatima in a Malka Vashti. She refused to come. Mechti Pretz Tehavye. She was a Prutza. So why did she? Damar Mar. Shnei Ledvaravir Niskavnu. My Tamalo Yisai. Why did she come? Amar Bias Bachrina Malame Chaparcha Batsaras. We learned from here that she had a skin, something that happened to her, and she didn't want to come. Masnita Tana, but Gavriel Vasla Zanov. Or she had a real nace happen to her. Gavriel came and made a tail, an appendage. Interesting to note, we had Gavriel come to do something important already. Remember? But Gavriel, Vinatz Makel, and Italia Sharomi was. So Gavriel is the Malach that comes and changes things. The Gavura. What changes? Vashti is able to die, Esther's able to come. The Beis Hamikdash is able to be rebuilt. There's a huge fork in the road. Gavriel. Vayiktov HaMelech Ma'od Tana. Masita Tana Ba Gavriel Vassalazana. Vayiktov HaMelech Ma'od Amai Dalka Bei Kulehai. Why did he get so upset? Why did the Melech Achashverosh get so upset? Shokhle, she sent him. Bar Ahur Yeda Abba. Stable boy of my father. My father could drink 1,000 and he below Ravi, he didn't get drunk. But you're drunk right away. Miyad. He got very upset. So the Melech Achashverosh called the Chachamim. Who are the Chachamim? Yodei Ha'itim. Who are they? Man Chachamim Rabbanon. Yodei Ha'itim. She Yodim Arba Shonim V'lakva Chodoshim. The Chachamim are the Chachmei Yisrael. He asked them, what should I do? Amar Luhu Dainu Ali. You judge her. Amru, they said to each other, Hechi Navid, what are we going to do? Lemele Katle, if we're going to tell him to kill Vashti. Tomorrow he's going to turn around. He's going to be sober. He's going to say, you told me to kill her. Where is she? In other words, it's going to be our head on the chopping block. Name of Shavka. We're going to tell him to leave her alone. We're going to be mezalzel in the Malchus. She was mezalzel. We're saying nothing to do with her. That's a zilzel on our part. I'm relying. Listen to the Gainis of the Chachamim. Miyam Shachar Beis Hamikdash Galilu Me'atzeinu Nitla Eitzu Mimenu Enon Yad Lanita Lado Nidin Efashas Zil Gabi Amon Amav Diasved V'chtayu Kechamra Diasvadu Daye. From the time that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, and we're not in the Yusav, we can't paskin din nefashas. Go to Amon. They never left. No one. They're like wine sitting on its place. They'll be able to tell you what to do. With time Amrele, the Chsiv Shana Maimon Ura V'Sheker Hu Al Shamarav V'Lehurak Makiel Kli V'Agolah Leholach Alken Amatam Ebay V'Recha V'Lenamar. Just a pasuk that shows in Yirmiyah that they were never, they never had golos, they never had war. So they were just like wine that sits and ferments. They didn't go to him. He had a koravil of kashan hashesh l'amot ha-sashesh. He didn't go to Amon Amov, he went to his ministers. Amar Levi, kol pasuk zeh shum karbonos ne'emar. Okay, so up here, everybody, this Vashti's life hangs in the balance. What really is hanging in the balance? The future of Klal Yisrael. If Vashti is killed, it sets the stage for the whole Purim story to happen. So now, at this time of Vashti hanging in the balance, the Malachim go and start. The Malachim go and start battling. They start trying to convince the Ribbono Shel Olam to kill Vashti. So what do they come with? Zechuyos. They come with the Karbonos. They come with all these things. And now, Hakorav Olav Kashna, Sheshes HaMasas Hashem, Amar Lo Levi, Kol Pasuk Zeh Shum Karbonos Ne'emar. All of this is about the Karbonos. Karshana, Amar Malach HaRishas Nekadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Kol Makiriv Lefanecha, Karm Neshana, did they bring Tamidim? Sheitar. Klamakir Vonecha Sheitarin. Did they bring two Taurin? Admasa. Klum Baru Vonecha Bizbech Adama. Tarshish. Klum Shimshul Vonecha Bivik. The Kahuna. The Ksiv Behu. This week's Parsha. Tarshish. Shoah Miyashve. Meres. Klum Mirsu Badamu Vonecha. Did they stir the blood? Marsina. Klum mirsu b'menachos v'necha. Did they mix the flour and the oil? Memuchan. Klum echinu shuchal v'necha. Did they set out the lechem upon him?
This is all to do what to the Vitzach HaKadosh Baruch Hu to kill Vashti, to bring the whole world, to saving the Yidim.
Put into effect the Purim story, which would eventually bring about the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. So this is a fork in the road. If Rashti is killed, it sets the stage.
But how do they know that?
Malachi Asharis? They know that killing Rashti is good.
Could be a queen and next week could be even worse.
Yeah. Okay. I guess it was... maybe it was both. Maybe there, the tefillah was kill Vashti, put Esther in.
Maybe,
no, I'm saying maybe that's what they were davening for. That's what they were telling Ribbono Shel Olam.
Who was Esther? At this point, Esther was not even
kill Vashti and allow. I don't know.
From our perspective, she's not in the picture.
Yeah.
Because we see things in
a linear fashion. Malachi Asharis see everything.
Malachi Asharis are not down.
Could be.
By the time.
Okay. So the pasuk is Kashno Sheshas Shesar Memusan Memuchan. The last one is Memuchan. So Vayomer Memuchan. Tana. Memuchan Zehaman. He is either ready to have tragedy or ready to do tragedy. Either it's going to happen to him or he's going to do it. Amar Kana Mikancha had yet covered its brush. You see, the last one was Memuchan. And then who's the first one to answer? Memuchan. So it lists all seven. And then the first one to answer is Memuchan. Mikan, that the lowest answers first. This is not a compliment. Okay. Mikan she had yet covered its brush. Leah's call ish third bevesai. Amarava. Imali igris rishanas on his time minutes on the Israel. Sarutupalit. If not for the first letters that went out, there would not have been left from Bnei Yisrael anything. What were the first letters that went out after Vashti was killed? Haman suggested, let's send out letters that say that every man is a king in his own house. So if not for the first letters, then there would have been nothing left of Bnei Yisrael. Listen, what would have happened? I mentioned this already once before. What happened on Kristallnacht? Kristallnacht, Goyim realized, Damam Shel Yisrael Hefker. And really, all historians and history books bring Kristallnacht as the beginning of the Holocaust, for the simple reason that that's when people saw that no one's going to care if you kill a Jew, if you imprison a Jew, if you take a Jew's money, doesn't matter, whatever you do, no one's going to care. So that was, the downhill started there. The Megillah says the same thing could have happened in the time of Purim. From the first time that Megillah went out and said, in a year from now, you can kill a Jew. In a year from now, I can kill a Jew. And if I kill a Jew today, I was supposed to wait a year. I'm so sorry. Right? But what happened was, people got the first letter. The first letter said, what? You're a king in your own house.
You're an idiot. Of course we know that already.
Of course I'm a king in my own house. So now they got the next letter. And it said, you can kill the Jews in a year from now. So they're like, okay, we don't know what's going on. We're not killing any Jews. We're not doing anything. We'll wait. Because if not, so the first letters saved the Jews' lives. Because by the time the second letters came, they didn't trust the letters anymore. Amarava. Yamali Igris Rishonos like Nishtaim Yisanei Yisrael Tzorupalit. There would have been nothing left for the Jews. Amri, my high, the Shadalam the Yos Kal Ishar Vesai, Pshita, Filu Karcha Vesai, Padash Kalave. Why are they sending me these letters? Of course, every schnarr in his own house is king. So therefore, when they got the second letters, they didn't do anything. They waited. Of course, they waited. By the time they came around Purim, they could already defend themselves. Okay. Layavkar Melch Pekidim. Amarav. My Dechsev. Kol Aram Yasabadas. Chsliyifris Iveles. Kol Aram Yasabadas. Zadar. Zadavid. Dechsev. When it came time to look for someone for David, everyone that had a daughter brought him to David, brought her to David. But when it came to Achashverosh, whoever had a girl hid her from Achashverosh. Why? For the simple reason that they knew like this. David's going to interview and end up with one. Achashverosh is going to interview and end up with all of them and keep one. He's going to defile each one of them so that they're not ready for anything, and he's still going to take one. David is the opposite. He's going to interview all of them and only end up with one. So this is the stupidity of Achashverosh and the Chachma of David. Okay, and that's why, of course, for David, people were bringing them. For Achashverosh, he had to send out policemen to find them, because no one wanted them. Okay. Ish Yehudi Ayah B'Shoshana Biro. Ish Yemin. Okay. Ushmo Mordechai Ben Yair Ben Shimi Ben Kish Ish Yemini. That's the puzzle. Ish Yemini. The problem here the Gemara has is that it doesn't list Mordechai's Yichus properly. It skips generations. So why did we pick these to mention? My Gamar. If we're coming to give his yichus properly, say everything exactly the way it was back to Binyamin. Elamai, why only mention these? Tada, kulon al shmo nikru. It really, each one of these are mentioning a quality of Mordechai. Ben Yair. Ben Shehi'ir in Eim Yisrael, the Tfiloso. He lit up in Yisrael with his Tfila. Ben Shimi, Ben Sheshama, Kael Tfiloso. Hashem listened to Tfila. Ben Kish, Shekish al Shem Rachmim and Iftechulo. He knocked on the doors, on the gates of Rachmim, and they opened for him. Kari Le Yehudi. Why? Ami Yehuda Kasi. The Kari Le Yemini. Alma b'Binyam Kasi, which one is it? Is he from Yehuda or from Binyamin? Amar Nachman Mordechai Muchtar bin Musa. We're bringing down the Yichus of Mordechai. Each one, so to speak, was proud of fostering, of fathering Mordechai. Amar Abba Amar B'Shua bin Levi. Aviv mi Binyamin v'imam Yehuda. His father was from Binyamin, his mother was from Yehuda. Rabban Amri, Mishpachais, Mizgara, Zubazu. They would fight, and they would say, Yehuda is from us. Mishpachas Yehuda, Imeres, Anagaris, Anagarim, Mizgal, and Mordechai. We're so proud that Mordechai is from us. Deloy Katle, David, Lashimi, Ben Gera. So what does it say? Shimi ben Gera, Ari, help me out. Hu kilalani kilalani mnetzes. Shimi ben Gera wasn't good to David, although he was mekavon l'tem t'mayim, and he didn't kill him. So now he didn't kill him, he was able to father and eventually have Mordechai. So Yehuda is saying, where it's from us, David could have killed him, he didn't kill him. Mishpachas Binyamin Amram Minakos, he comes from us because he's really Benyamini. Rava Amar. Rava says, no, Knesset Yisrael. Amra the Idach Kisa. They say the opposite. Re'u Ma'asal Yehudi, Ma'ashilam Yimini. Ma'asal Yehudi. Deloy Katle, David Lashimi. This Yalad Minei Mordechai the Mikni Bei Haman. It's bad that David didn't kill Shimi, who had Mordechai, who went out to bother Haman, and now I'm suffering because Mordechai is bothering Haman. Umashilim li Yemini to like Katli Shaul Agag. Shaul didn't kill Agag Melech Amalek. This Yalad Minei Haman the Mitzal Yisrael. Wow, look at this. They're putting Mordechai and Haman on the same level. And this is what I alluded to a few plot ago when I said that Mordechai was going out to repair the Avodah Zarah, the Kiddush Shechil Hashem of Avodah Zarah, and the people weren't happy with him. And they missed the point. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, the other Mibinyamun Kasi. Amar Karla Yehudi Al Shum Shekofa Bava Dezara. Really, he was just from Binyamin. Why is he called a Yehudi, a Jew? The Yehudi word is specifically against Avodah Zarah. Shekel HaKofer B'Avodah Zarah Nikri Yehudi. Kedichsiv Isi Guvin Yehudayin. About Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, it calls them those Jewish people that came, the Yehudayin. And of course, they wouldn't bow down. Shem ben Pazi.
Interesting here that it's saying that the Goyim gave us the name Jews.
Can you read it?
The Goyim decided to call Mishael, Azariah, and Hananiah Jews, even though they weren't from Shev Yehuda. Like did the Misnagdim give them the same name Misnagdim, or the Hasidim give the Misnagdim name Misnagdim? How did they start becoming Jews? Sure, because they're covered by the Zara. Who started? According to Gemara Kitotos, the Goyim started that title. That was covered by Zara to call the Jews.
Why Yehuda?
Right. But the Goyim asked the Goyim, you're dying, look at these Jews coming. They weren't from Sheva Yehuda. So what? You're right, what would the Goyim call the Jews? And it seems our first source of being called Jews is from the Goyim. Let's go carry on. That's your way.
Where is that in Tosfos?
Here come the Jews. Al Shem Yehudim Sharei Amar B'Chelek Tosfos Sanhedrin. Velo Hagu Mishev Yehuda. He says Michal Zaria. They were Mishev Yehuda. Afal Pekan, the Goyim are calling them. Here come the Jews.
Okay. Shem Ben Pazi. Gav Pazach Dvirayam Alachi Kol Dvirecha Echareim Anu Yadim Darshan. A lot of names in Divrei Hayamim are the same, and they're coming to tell us something else besides for what it sounds like. And here's an example. Ishto HaYehudiya Yolda Es Yared Avi Gedor Es Chever Avi Socho Es Yikusiel Avi Zanoach. And all of these are Bnei Bisya Basparo Asher Lokach Mered. Okay. So let's just go very easy. We're talking about Bitya Bas Paro, who married really? Anybody? Who did she marry? She married Kalev Ben Yefune. Okay? It's the Gemara in a second. Okay? So, now, her children, who was her children? Or who was her child?
Moshe.
So, everything we just said in that pasuk is Moshe. So far. She might have had other children also. So, let's see. First of all, am I Karile Yehudiya Ashum Shekafra Bavodzara? First of all, why is she called the Yehudiya? It says Ishtu HaYehudiya because she was a co-friend of Avodzara. Dichsev Vater Baspar Lichot Al Yar Amar Biochran Sheyad Lichot Migulei Beis Misa Beis Avia. She went down to the Yar to wash off, to be Tovel, to be Megayer. To wash off the Avodah Zarah. Yalda, did she give birth to Moshe? The Harabuye Rabise. All she did was raise him. Lamelcha, she called Magadu Yasam Rasiyama Pesach Beis, Amalava Kasim Gilu Yalda. Yeret, Moshe. Zer Moshe.
By the way, the Chachma Shlomo brings the Halach Lamaisa, Neiman Ezer, Perek Aleph. If you adopt, you're going to prove it. Brings the Halach Lamaisa, Neiman Ezer.
Okay.
And the parents that gave birth also.
Whoever adopts a child that gave birth, as the Gemara says, it's a nice flowery teaching. But the Chacham Shalom brings Halacha LaMaaseh, Neiman Ezer.
I mean, the real parents.
They're also Yotzi. They're also Yotzi. But the Tata parents are also Yotzeg.
Yered. Why was Moshe's name Yered? Lamina Krishmo Yered. Said Moshe, Sheyarad Lam Yisrael Mon Biyamav. Because the Mon came down, Yarad, because of him. Gedar, Shegadar Pitzasain Yisrael. He shored up the breaches before by giving them the Torah and helped them emerge from the Memtah Shaituma. Chever, Shechiber Yisrael Avim Shemishmaim. He reconnected them to Avim Shemishmaim. Socho, Shenasim Yisrael Kasuka. Who? That they became, he became a sukkah for them. For them? Is that what it says? Socho. Through his tefilos, he was a sukkah for them, he protected them. Okay? Yikusiel. Shekavu Yisrael le'el biyamav. They davened to their Baruch Shalom because of him. Zanoach, Shizniach of an Osaint Yisrael. He was able to help Imazniach get rid of their Averos. Avi, Avi, Avi. It says Avi Soch, Avi Ered Avi. Av Batorah, Av Chachm, Av Benavius. O Moshe, Eil Benavius, Yashalokach Mered. Lechi Mered Shmo, Valo Kalev Shmo. His name was Kalev. Amar Kalash Baruch Hu, Yavo Kalev. Shemorad bat Sas Meraglib, v'Yisus Pasparo, Shemorda v'Gulile Beis Avia. These two Mordim, rebellious ones, should are right to come together. Kalev was a Morad in the Meraglim. She was Morad everyone, both everyone around them. Kalev had to rebel against everything around him. She had to rebel against everything around her. Let these two come and marry. Asher Haglam Yerushalayim. That's the next pasuk after Ish Yehudi. Asher Haglam Yerushalayim. Imagola Asher Haglisa. Imichanya. Okay, tomorrow. Amarava. Shagola Me'atzma. What does that mean?
He volunteered to leave.
Right. He didn't have to leave at that time. There were different times that people had to leave, but when he left, he didn't have to leave. That just shows his tremendous Avos Yisrael and Imcha Anochi B'tzara, that he went down with them when he didn't have to. Vahi Omenes Hadassah. He took care of Hadassah. Karla Hadassah, Karla Esther. Tanya Meir. Omer. What was her real name? Esther Shema. Lona Kishma Hadassah. Hashem HaTadikim HaJukar Hadassim. Because she was Tzadekes. And Hadassim, HaTadikim HaKol Hadassim. Chenu Amavuhu Amei Ben Hadassim. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Hadassah Shema. No, her real name was Hadassah. Why did they call her Esther? Lona Kishma Esther. Hashem Shoyzim Aster Svarel. She was careful with her words. Shlema Ein Esther Magedes Sama. Her real name is Hadassah. The Gush Esther. Lam Nikris Esther. Shahia Umas Alam Karn Asalshum is Taher. Because the Umas Alam were calling her, each one, is Taher, the moon. The moon is so beautiful, it's a thing of beauty. They all called her the moon because she was so beautiful. Ben Azayoma Esther, La Ruka, Lo Ksara, Haisa, Ela Beinanis. She wasn't tall, she wasn't short, she was average. And he's saying that attractiveness is related to something you can relate to. That's what he's saying. Kadasa, like a myrtle, it's not too wide, it's not too tall, not too short. Shua Ben Kerchama, Esther, Yerakrokas, Haisa, Chucha Chazad Masuchanel. She had a pale, shallow or green complexion, ostensibly from possibly from being upset from being taken by Achashverosh, but even so, and everyone thought she was beautiful. It says in the pasuk, Ki ema ava em. And then it also says, Vemos avi avi ima. Why do I need both? Obviously, if she didn't have parents, her parents died. Lamali, why do I need both? Amaravacha ibarta. To show you the tragedy of her orphan, of what time, how deep she was an orphan. After she was conceived, her father died. Mesa via. Yalata, after she was born, Mesa ima, her mother died. She was a true, true orphan. Never knew her parents. Mordechai took her to be a daughter. Tana, Mishum Rabbein, I'll take the Levas al Bayis. Not only for a daughter, but for a household. In other words, for a wife. Chiru Amar v'Larosh Ein Kol. In the mashal of David, when who is it? Shmuel, Nasan Hanavi is coming to give David Musar. For Uriah Chiti, he gives him a mashal of if a person had one ewe, one sheep, and then someone took away that one sheep. So in there, he calls the sheep the Abbas. And Uriah Chiti was married to Batsheva. So it's another example of Abbas being a bias. And he proves it because it says that they were lying together. They were lying together, therefore they were Abbas. No, they were lying together, therefore they were married. Here's the pasuk. V'larosh ein kol, the poor man has nothing. Kim kivsa achas, just one you. Ketana, asher kona, v'yichya, v'tigdal imo. Nimbonov yachtov. Mipito tochal, she ate his bread. Mikoso tishta, drank his, from his cup. V'cheko tishkav, v'tihilo kivas. V'shub v'cheko tishkav. Havas le, lebas. Kibas ela kibayis, because she lied with him. She was like a bas. She was no, of course she was like a bias. Hachrami lebayis. So too, it says, and Mordechai took her lebas. It's lebayis. Esheva hanearos. It's his next pasuk in the Megillah. It says that Esther had seven handmaidens, Asher Reuyos Losesla. Why did she need seven handmaidens? So the Gemara explains, Amarava, Shai Samana Ben Mimea Shabbos, Aishanea Estarosea. She used these handmaidens to count the days of the week. Look what she would do, listen to this guyness. She didn't want anyone to know she was Jewish. If she kept Shabbos, everyone would know. So every day she had a different handmaiden. And each day that handmaiden would think that that's what she did every day. So Sunday's lady thought she worked all week. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Shabbos lady, she made believe she always rested. So she didn't know she was only resting on that day. That was the only way for her to have, to be able to keep Shabbos and no one would know.
Anybody else?
This is all, think of the of how careful she had to be. And Esther Magedas is Malanta. She was so careful, the tznius that was needed for her to do this, and the self-control. Amarav. Oh, it says he gave her special stuff. What did he give her? Hey guy. Shechila Macho Yehudi. He gave her Jewish food. She just said, I like ethnic food. Ushmuel Amar, no, Shechila Kadli de Chaziri. He dafka gave her pork rinds or pork bacon. Tosos says, Chas v'sham, that she ate it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Zaronim. He gave her tofu, soy, seeds. Chenu Amar, Vayich, Yi al Meltzar, no, says, Pas, Begam, Hanosimam Zaronim. Also, Chananya, Mishael, and Azariah, they also only ate kosher. Shisha Chadashim, Hashem, and Amor, Maisha, and Amor, Chir Barabba, Amar, Stakt, Balsam. I don't know, that's good stuff, apparently. Vuna, Hashem, and Zayish, Lehevi, Shlish, oil that didn't grow a third of the olive, and you already press it. So very little oil comes out, but it's very good. Balama sachin also, why use that? Shemesir sasayu ma'adinus habafa. It works as, what's the word? Not exfoliate. Expaliates? No. It works to take out the hair, and it also makes everything soft.
Yeah, that's for beard. It's not your beard. It's a cream. It takes out the hair.
Okay. Ba'arev hiba, baborki yishava. At night, this a new girl would come, and in the morning she would leave. Amar b'yochram, b'gnusa shalah sarasha, imanu shivcha, shalah yomishamish mitasa bayom. He wouldn't engage in intimate relations during the day. So you see from his, what he did bad, he every night lived with another woman, but at least he didn't do it during the day.
He had another
day
so he didn't close the blind?
But he has to know sischein. Amr Lazar, Mlamit Shal Kol Echad Ve'Echad Nin Misalok U'Masal. Like we said before, each one thought she was theirs, and therefore she was attractive to them. Bati Lokach Esther Melech Achashir Shal Bez Malchus Of Akhlesh Asiri Teves Yoreach Shanana Guf Me Guf. It's cold outside, so it's more comfortable. It's called body warmth. So that would help if he would like her, because she came to him at a time when it was cold outside. This Rashi says he was misaveh, so that this would be another way that Achashverosh should pick her. Vayev HaMelech says to Mikon HaShem, Tizachim HaChazim HaVanim Kol B'sulas Amarav B'kesh Litam Tam B'sula Ta'am Tam B'ula Ta'am. Again, Esther had this quality of being able to be anything to anyone. So even in intimate relations, whatever Achashverosh wanted to feel, he was able to feel in her. It says in the Pasuk, he made a few parties. So we're explaining why he made parties after the coronation. He did a big party and she still didn't tell him where she was from. Doli Karga. He reduced taxes and she still didn't tell him. He sent gifts to Sarim in her name and still Logayale. Okay. What's the logic behind these?
I'm thinking that by sending gifts in her name, how can we get her to reveal who she is? Just on the last one, I was thinking. I didn't think about this.
It's like pin the tail on the donkey. He's hoping that he's going to reduce taxes for all these people far away. And eventually he's going to hit her family or her hometown or her people. And they'll start sending her. Oh, Esther, thank you so much. Just whatever it is that you're doing, keep doing it. And eventually she'll come to him and say, you know, yesterday you really did a nice thing to my family. Thank you. Right? So he's saying,
eventually, so he gives to all the ministers. So the last one
goes. So he keeps going. He keeps going. He sends no taxes for this city and this city and this city and this city and this city. Nothing. Ministers, gifts, kings, whatever he can send. But it doesn't. She doesn't turn her into anything. Eventually, he thinks he's going to affect her family, her birthplace, her people, and she'll come to him and say something. Lo's there. It wasn't a bad idea. Okay. So finally he doesn't know what to do. Uvi Kovet Besulo Shenis. Now he's rounding up another round, another pageant. Where did that come from? Azil Shukal Eitzel Mordechai. He went to Mordechai. He says, Mordechai, you gotta help me out. I got this new wife, and I can't figure out what to do. I wanna know who she's from. I wanna know where her family's from. I wanna know about her. I can't find anything out. What should I do? He says, you know what? You know what makes women really jealous? When they think that you're looking at someone else. Go round up more girls. Make believe you're picking someone else. She'll come running. Of course, she still didn't say anything.
Why is Mordechai giving her true advice? Mordechai wants her to keep quiet. He should have given her the wrong advice.
So it says,
if he gave him the wrong advice, he's going to know he gave him the wrong advice. They walk out.
Still didn't work.
No, first of all, she could care less. Could let him pick someone else. That's the answer, because Mordechai was really hoping he would find someone else. Let her go.
We're not going to say Mordechai knew it's Baruch HaKodesh, it's all had to happen and she had to stay with him?
Not necessarily. Well, maybe whatever it is, it had to be done. And, you know, this is all before.
That's a huge chiddush to say that Mordechai wanted him to dump her. That's a huge chiddush. I've never come across that anymore.
It says it here on the bottom somewhere. Yeah, somewhere.
What?
Or you could say Stam, and he was giving him advice, and he knew it wouldn't help.
You can fall back on that. You know
what does he
care?
Crack.
You know what he crack.
I'm realizing my dichsiv. My dichsiv lo yigra tzadik enav is schar tznius. Shohes haba barachol zach sav yatsam menu sha'u. Rachel had tznius, and she was careful. It's not his brother, it's his cousin. Huh? Help me out here. Yaakov to love him. Yaakov's mother. Brother,
uncle.
But it says brother. Brother of your father. My Lord Ben Achos of Yahu. No, one more time. Lavan and.
They were cousins.
No.
Rivka's brother. Was Lavan?
Yeah, he, but that was his uncle. That she was his first cousin.
Achi Abiyahu, was it the brother of his father?
In trickery.
Balo Ben Achos Abiyahu. Why Ben Achos Abiyahu?
Ben Achos Abiyahu, the son of the sister of his Lavan sister.
The son of Rivka. Oh, she was. Rachel was. Okay. Well, you got Yaakov and Rachel. And Yaakov told Rachel that he was the brother of her father. He wasn't the brother of her father. He was the nephew of her father. Ella, Amrla, Mincivili. Marry me. Amrli, in. Okay. Mihu, Abramaho. My father's a big rabbi. Lo yachasle, he's not going to let us. Amalo, achiv anab ramos. I'm his brother in chikri. Amrle, umishar le tzadik lezguye, v'ram yusa. Can a tzadik engage in treachery? Amalo, in, im navar tzavar, im ikish tapal. If that's the only way to deal with him, you have to. Amalo, amay ram yusa. What's he going to try to trick me with? Amrla, Amrle. Isli Achsad Kshisha Minai. I have an older sister. He's not going to let me marry her. Marry first. Masala Simanim. He gave her the Simanim. Kimata Lelia. And the night of the wedding came. Amra. Hashla Mechsef Achsai. My sister's going to become embarrassed. Masartinu Niala. And she gave it to her. This is a Tznius of Rachel. How did the chesed vayi bebokav in Eliyah? Machlal dar hashta lav lehi. Until now, she wasn't Leah. Elamitach smelich mazrachel leh lahava yada ad hashta. Until now, he didn't know. And now in the morning, he sees it's Leah. The fikach zach zaviyat lemeno sha'ol. Matzniyo saisa b'shol. The chesed. There's dvarim luchel lehigdlai. Asher amar Shmuel. So Shmuel already anointed Shaul, and he meets his uncle on the way home, and his uncle says, where are you coming from? He says, oh, there's nothing. I was down with the sheep, I was doing stuff. Shaul already could have said, I was appointed king, but he didn't, that was the tnius. Amar Shmuel, Zacha v'yatzis meno Esther. Amar Rabbi Lazar. Hashem gives Gedula forever, but if, and this is the Tznius and Anava that we see, but if he is a Balgaiva, then he ends up being very poor. Now, I didn't see if this is talking about it. I thought it was interesting because, okay, I don't know. It's Maimer Mordechai Esther Osa. Amar Birmiya. Shai Samara Damnida Lechachamim Kasher Haisa Ba'amna Ito. Amar Rabba Bar Lema, Shaisa Medes, Michekish, Hashveros, but Tavels, your servants, Bechekish, Mordechai. So it says that she was careful. In other words, she still kept Taras Mashpacha, and she lived with Mordechai, and she was Tavela with Achashveros and Tavelas, and then lived with Mordechai. She was able to do this even though usually she should be Asur and her husband, Asur Labala Boel, but her relations with Achashverosh were considered Ones, according to the Muslim Farshim, and that's why she was able, the Gemara is coming to show you that that's why she was able to still live with Mordechai. Bayami Mohim. Umur Chayoshe B'Sharmelach, Katzub Mikzub Seresh. Amar Rabbi Chir Barabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hikzub HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon Olavodav, Lassos Ritzon Tzadik, Umeno Yosef, Shneemar, Vishom Yitonu Nar Ivi, Avodim Adonayen, Lassos Nesta Tzadik, Umeno Mordechai, Tichsiv Vayivada Hav Adavar L'Mordechai. So the Gemara brings down a comparison, and that Hashem made servants get in trouble twice in order for a tzaddik to get what he needed. Sarah Ofim and Sarah Mashkim by Yosef to help get him out of jail eventually. And Bigson and Seresh to set up the stage for Mordechai to save the king's life. And then Balayla Hu Nadosh Nafamel. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Big Samasar, Shnei Tarsim Haivu. They were from this place of, I don't know, whatever this is called, what's it called? Tarsim. Hayim Sarpim Loshin Tursi, they were talking in this language. Omrim, Biyam Shabbat Zu, Lorina Shina Be'enenu. From the time that this one came, we can't go to sleep. Which one? Which one?
The servants couldn't sleep.
Why? Who can't sleep? Why can't they sleep? Rashi says that Achashverosh was so infatuated with Esther, he was always having relations with her, and he was always thirsty. So all night he was calling up for midnight snacks to recharge. So now these two, Bigson and Seresh, were complaining that they have to work hard all night. Bo v'natil eres v'seifel k'dei shiyamas. Let's kill him. Let's kill Achashverosh because we're working too hard. They didn't know that Mordechai was from the Sanhedrin. As a Sanhedrin member, he needed to know all languages. He knew all 70 languages. So now he was able to go and warn her. Big Son and Seresh continue and they say, my post and your post are not the same. We have different shifts. How can we carry our plan? Okay, it's unclear exactly what they wanted to do. But for some reason, they needed to both be there.
Well, not to the Iris, it means they want to poison him?
Yeah, but why do they have to both be there to poison him?
To make sure that the other one doesn't.
Like the Mossad in Dubai needed 15 guys on this.
No, it could be because
if you make a plan with someone to kill him, you want to make sure the other guy's going to do his end of the bargain.
No.
Otherwise, you're going to get pinned on it.
Yeah, but if let's say they worked at different parts, and this one took it only till here, and this one took it till there, or they tasted at different areas, so they would have to both work the same shift in order to get it back on Shreiros. Or if someone else worked there, they wouldn't be. A lot of times, kings also had fail safes. They didn't trust one person. Who'd be like, you gave it off to him, and he gave it off to him, and eventually it came to the king. Because if not, you could be working and try to, you know, be killing me. Okay. So Gemara says, they were able to double check what Mordechai said. What did Mordechai say? Mordechai said, you'll see that they switch shifts so they could work together. So they checked. They were not at their posts. They had switched so that they could both be working together. Okay, we'll do one more. Achar dvar ma'ila, achar mai, after what? Amar Rava, achar shabara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu refu l'maka. Amar Ish Lakish, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu makas Yisrael, elam kei bora lehem refu atchila. Shenem akarafi li Yisrael, v'nigo avon Ephraim. Awal umusa olam, ein okein, v'aka ozun achar kach bora lehem refu. Shenem avonaga shem mishmaim nagaf v'rafa. Okay, so two things on this. If you really don't want to hurt somebody, so you're always going to really establish the way to get out of it before you punish them. For instance, a parent and a child. So you threaten the child, but you're only going to threaten out at a certain point because you don't really want to do that. So in your threat, you're already thinking of a way that the child can get out of it. That's the Ribbono Shel Olam b'nei Yisrael. He wants us to get out of it. So he's borei the refuah first, so that when we get out of it, it's mukhan mzumam. Umas olam, he doesn't care if they really get destroyed, so there doesn't have to be a refuah built in. The other thing is, what was the refuah here? That Vashti was killed and Esther was in. And that eventually there could be even when Haman will come up, there's ready someone on the inside to save them.
Okay.
See you tomorrow.